This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We will get to whatever you prefer and a roadmap to betting player props in today's games momentarily. But Ken, let's spend a few moments here shooting the lights out, hiding till it's bright out. Whoa, it's just another lonely night. And the question you have to ask yourself, are you willing to sacrifice your life? The monster teaser. So we gave a monster teaser out yesterday. Packers +7.5, the only leg. Of course, it was in doubt literally 0 seconds of the game. So it survives into today. But for Ken, for the people out there that want to play a 4-team, 13-point teaser today, and obviously the PSA here is that you have to pay through the nose to do it. It is not guaranteed to win. It is just a really fun bet that we feel like we can get some like really nice edges on, given how tight these markets are here. A 4-team 13-point teaser, a 4-leg 13-point teaser. What do you think we'd roll with today for the sides and the totals of these two games?
So obviously that will involve using the side and total for both games that are going to take place today. And yeah, as you mentioned, like, look, the price is it's a lot to pay for what you're getting. It's not like it's some great bargain, but you win these a lot, and it is really fun to put them together. We had Packers +7.5 in last night's game as the first leg of one that's rolling into today. But let's say you're waking up and you want to bet both games. Hey, I want to put the side and total in a monster teaser or a play around with the numbers in some kind of meaningful way. I think the two obvious side candidates in the two games today would be Rams up. So that would be 15.5 in a lot of situations, 16 depending
hashtag,
on the you're using.
Hashtag, how does it lose? How does that lose?
Stafford, 4 interceptions, you know, Stafford well, with a Tannehill, basically.
I guess that would be the answer, right?
Right, yeah. So Sean McVay getting ultra conservative in a 4th and short at some point. Quarterback throwing a lot of picks.
Never seen that happen.
Coach conservative. Where have we seen this before? Did it occur yesterday at any point? Did that happen? And it could definitely happen with McVay, but Rams up, I think, is a much better option, honestly, than Tampa through zero. And with Tampa, I guess you would get 10.5
and
Karina, now in some situations.
Tampa +10.5 is pretty good.
Is also
so
pretty good.
So through zero, out the other side, Karini threw all the key numbers up to 10.5.
Yes. Right. Yes. A runaway freight train, the Tampa through zero.
A veritable bull in a China shop through
right,
the key
yeah,
numbers.
Exactly.
Through zero and out the other side.
A bull in a sports book. Rams up, for sure, I think, is the way to approach that game. Now with the Chiefs being such a very, very small, you think this is going to be pick at kickoff?
Yes.
You think it's going to be Bills -1 at kickoff?
I no.
Why not?
I don't know. What do you think? You're the one asking the questions, big boy. What do you think? I don't know.
I mean, my number in the game is like Bills -1, so we're not. Sorry, my number in the game is Chiefs -1, excuse me.
Can we ever get Bills -1.5 and tease the Chiefs up to 7.5? Can that ever happen?
Sure. Of course you can.
These are not meaningful
numbers that we're going through. Like zero is literally never going to land. One isn't going to land very often. It's possible. Like it's not like we're hovering around 3 like we are with Rams Bucks. It was 2. It was 1.5. Now it's 1. Why can't it be pick? Like, I mean, just seems like, like, does anybody like the Chiefs today? I kind of do.
I think if I had to bet the game, I think I would also bet the Chiefs.
It's just really interesting to follow that line movement. As it relates to the monster teaser, Chiefs up. Yes, please. Like much more than Bills up, honestly, to me. Now, the question,
agreed,
and you posed this very intelligently yesterday on yesterday morning show, like, what do you consider the more likely outcome? Bills by a lot or Chiefs by a lot? Which team is more likely to blow out the other? Not that it won't be a close game, not that the teams aren't evenly rated, just which do you
Chiefs
consider to be more likely?
Bills.
Chiefs blow out the Bills, I think, is a little bit more likely than Bills,
agreed,
blow out the Chiefs. And so if that's the case, then Chiefs up has to be the answer to that
the
question. You would get them over 10, which I think is not terrible. So Chiefs +12.
And listen, all the people out there are like, well, like the Bills beat them by 18 earlier in the season. Like, A, we know We know that happened. B, we don't think that's going to happen.
They played
today
in the regular season?
Yes. 38-20 Bills. Yes. Yes. We know that that happened. Just so everyone out there just, oh, well, they won by 18. Yes, we are aware. We still would rather tease the Chiefs than the Bills in this instance.
And then the two totals, I think we're going to disagree on the Rams total of which way we would go with the monster. Bills Chiefs, we're not going to disagree. Like, I'm not going to overthink this. I'm playing like over 41.
Great.
Is what I'm playing. Yeah, so that's ta-da.
if the game ends 20-17, you tip the cap and you move
on. Yes. And then you put another monster teaser in next weekend with both sides and totals from conference championship games. The total in the Rams game, I guess it's just which do you consider more likely, insane shootout or like kind of dreary, low scoring rock fight? Like, which is more likely?
Honestly, Ken, I feel like either option. I think like we win both ways. If we go under over 35 and under 61, I think we win both.
I actually think the total is like insanely likely to land within that range, because of course it's a 26 point range. Of course it's likely to land within that range. I would lean a little more toward over, but it's close.
You can make the call here on this one.
I'm gonna say, well, why don't, do you want to do one with under? And then I'll do one with over in this game, and we agree on the other three.
And I think we both win. So I'll go under 61.
Mono E monster. That's good.
Mono E monster. I like that. So you'll go over 35, and I'll go under 61.
Yeah. Why don't you just beat me in the middle?
I'm losing my money just a little. Good song.
Anyway, that's how I would approach the two games.
Now I want to sing Bones too, the other man. I don't even know how it goes. How does it go?
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter.
That's a good song, man. All right, we'll play, do some props here. You bet, because if this were a regular edition of the show, we'd spend 6 minutes on this. But since we're short for time, we will get to the bets here. Countdown to kickoff, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, BetQL Network, Divisional Sunday in the National Football League. Prop discussion time with this Shay Norling, a game of whatever you prefer.
You can choose this.
Or
you can choose that. It's time for whatever you prefer.
The hashtag real ones, the you betters, of course, recognize the voices in that open of Tyler Morales and Bill Matz, two of the realest of the real ones in the you better you bet universe. Okay, so here's how whatever you prefer is going to work. It's ridiculously easy, simple, and stupid. I'm going to read all the props out for the offenses in the games, and we're going to tell you which bets we would prefer to make and which ones we don't prefer. So let's start with the Rams. Matt Stafford, yard all numbers courtesy of Bet Rivers, of course. Stafford, 280.5 passing yards. Cam Akers is the only Rams running back listed. It's worth noting the under has taken money. It's now sitting 47.5. Rams receivers, Beckham has gone up 48.5. Cup has gone up 102.5. Higbee staying firm at 42.5. Van Jefferson staying firm at 35.5. Cam Akers, 18.5 receiving yards. Worth noting, he did go over that total last Monday in the win over the Arizona Cardinals. Ken, anything you prefer with Rams props for today's game?
Yeah, I actually think the Rams offense is going to have a very good day today. And I base that on, sort of the two historical meetings last 2 years with these two teams, the types of games that these were, the fact that this is the game least impacted by weather. So for those with visions of Jimmy Garoppolo and frozen Lambeau last night, this is not going to look remotely close to how that game looked in any meaningful way. And the Rams offense, has a little bit of momentum playing pretty well last week. Odell Beckham playing really well. And I know it's kind of been your thing, and I've just kind of hopped along for the ride of just playing these Beckham overs as he's taken more of an ownership role in the Rams offense. But if you're just asking me what I prefer, it's probably like Stafford over, Beckham over. Now, Kupp's number is insanely high anyway. Do I think he can go over? Of course he can.
I would never bet the under.
Crazy valuable number? Probably not. Considering he was getting MVP buzz in the middle of this season, probably unlikely he's being lined incorrectly low. But obviously another guy primed to have a huge game. So like Beckham and Stafford over, honestly, is probably my approach. Like, again, whether the Rams win or not, just the volume, the usage, the success in the first meeting, and how I think that might be unlikely to change.
The prop low It'll be a 2-2. Anyway, Tampa, shout out to John Sterling. Tom Brady, 200, and I like the Odell Beckham over as well. We'll talk about that prop king in the show.
The prop
Tom
king, hasn't, he hasn't traipsed yet. He's still on his way.
Yeah, listen, you know, the hay is in thy royal barn, though, in terms of the props that will be given out in the next segment here. Tom Brady, 290 and a half passing yards, so 10 yards more than Matthew Stafford. Leonard Fournette, 49 and a half rushing yards, the only Bucs running back listed right now at Bet Rivers. Mike Evans, his yardage prop has gone up, 70 and a half. It was 69 and a half. Nice. Rob Gronkowski, 64 and a half, holding steady. Tyler Johnson, Evan Silva from Established the Run, fantasy football GOAT, came on our show on Phenomenal Football Friday, talked about Tyler Johnson. He doesn't think Tyler Johnson is good, but he does like the Tyler Johnson over. I agree with him, actually, and we'll talk about that in the Prop King segment. Johnson, 32 and a half, and Cam Brait, 16 and a half for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It may not seem like it because it's Brady in a playoff game and like they won the Super Bowl last year. It seems like there's a ton of volatility in the Tampa offense with these numbers in trying to predict where the usage is going to go, aside from just Brady, you know, potentially having a very good game because of the lack of experience, a lot of the players involved. And then the guy, you know, Gronk would be the one player who has a ton of experience, obviously, that's playing. Evans a little bit, and then Fournette. But like, what is this going to look like? And it's worth noting.
And what offensive linemen are playing also?
Yes,
for Tampa,
correct.
Can I toss one other thing in here just to help frame your analysis? So I think kind of like how you, Ken, or you, the person listening or watching, kind of frame your Tampa Bay prop thoughts should be like, what do you think's more likely that Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris does with Jalen Ramsey? Like, is Ramsey going to play like the quote unquote the star role, right? Which means that he's like middle of the field playmaker, doesn't shadow a receiver. Are they going to shadow Mike Evans? Because if he's in the middle of the field, he's going to be on Gronk a lot of the time, and that's going to be the primary assignment. Or is he going to shadow Mike Evans? And I think like most of the season, it's been middle of the field. Maybe the Rams deviate from that. I think that kind of can be like the crux of the analysis here as it concerns like the two most popular members of Tampa's pass catching core, Mike Evans and Rob Gronkowski.
So I totally agree with that in terms of those two players. I mean, if you feel like you have some form of analysis on how you think that's going to go and you want to bet into one of them, I totally understand that. And then I think the ripple effect from there, if one of them is negated or, you know, again, if the defensive scheme is designed to stop both of them in some meaningful way, then like it's almost like a who do you trust from the rest? And that's combined with, I think, the volatility of how much does Tampa like commit to running the ball in this game? We've seen them play games before where it just becomes Brady throwing the ball a million times. And that goes back to what you were talking about earlier, which is what is the offensive line's condition in this game? Like, can Tom Brady drop back a ton of times in this game? The forgotten, it for me, it's less about a number and more about just making this point that the impactful thing about the second half against Philly that goes completely under the radar because of everything that happened that day and the fact that Tampa was up by so much is that once the offensive line was off kilter a little bit from an injury standpoint, Philly was pressuring Brady a ton in that game. They ended up with 4 sacks of him in that game, a lot of dropbacks, sort of like unconventional, like sort of did not go the way that you would have expected based on the final score line. And so it's worth noting that if the offensive line is in that kind of condition today, like, I don't think Brady can drop back 50 times to throw the ball because basically their offense was irrelevant for large parts of the final 3 quarters because Philly would just get them off the field on third down by pressuring Brady. The Rams can do the same thing if the offensive line isn't in that good of shape. So, like, if you're out there and you're like, you want to jam Brady to, like, have this high usage, insane game, there's a way this plays out from an offensive line health standpoint that may not just be possible. Like, it might have to be a different strategy. That's obviously what makes, I think, their side of it's more interesting to try to figure out. The Rams side, I know what I like, and it's the same stuff we've been going to war with forever. Tampa trying to figure out what you like, I think, is a really complex puzzle to try to solve.
And if the Bucs do that without their offensive lineman, the final episode of The Man in the Arena is going to be Brady getting peeled off the grass with a spatula. That'll be it, with Aaron Donald literally laying on top of him. We'll carry Kansas City.
Like, man in the arena. Like, he's literally in the dirt of the arena.
It'll be a man in the arena. It will be like man unconscious on the ground will be the new title of the Brady documentary. Let's quickly do Buffalo here and we can finish up with Kansas City, start next segment, and then we'll get to the best bets. Josh Allen passing yards, 280 and a half. Like, imagine betting that under. I mean, I like the over, but I mean, people don't have to take it. Allen, 50 and a half rushing yards. Singletary, 59 and a half. That number's come down a little bit, the Singletary rushing yards prop. Diggs, 70 and a half. I give out Gabe Davis all day on Friday at 29 and a half. Now it's 36 and a half. Beasley, 29 and a half, despite the fact that he got the least playing time of any Bills receiver last week. Dawson Knox, 41 and a half. Manny Sanders, 25 and a half. Devin Singletary, 21 and a half receiving yards. Anything stand out to you that you prefer with the Buffalo Bills offense?
I don't think so in this situation. I mean, I know obviously, like, it's a super high-powered offense. Josh Allen rushing yards has been really valuable because they've ramped up his kind of rushing yard usage, basically, of the amount of running plays that he has as they've gone on in the playoffs, sort of like how Debo Samuel's usage for the 49ers. Like, now that you're in the meaningful games, why not? Like, this is why you save these types of plays, basically. But in terms of spreading the ball around, I mean, I'll give you a ton of credit. Like, this is your point, basically, the Isaiah McKenzie point. So we can make it here, or we can make it in the PropKings segment. But just, I would invite people, like, check out the snap counts for the last couple weeks in terms of the Bills receivers and who's been on the field. And I think it would just be surprising to see how little Cole Beasley has been on the field compared to some of the other receivers, basically. So this was a point that you did a great job making yesterday and on Friday show. And that has that really been factored into how everything's being priced in the market? Like, who's just going to be, it's just an availability situation. Who's going to be on the field available to catch these Josh Allen passes? What does Buffalo choose to do? Maybe that's like kind of the attack point for the game.
Yeah, I mean, the Stephon Diggs number looks pretty low. 70 and a half.
Can always go more wrong than betting Diggs overs in any game. I mean, it just...
Yeah, you know. I mean, I like the Gabe Davis over quite a bit. I feel like Josh Allen's going to throw the ball a ton in this game. This will all factor into the Prop King analysis coming up next segment. But on the other side, we'll give you our prop thoughts on Kansas City, then our projected spreads for Conference Championship Sunday next week, then best bets, side and total for both games today, and then the Prop King makes thy royal appearance, a loaded final segment to close the show coming up next. You better, you bet. Countdown to kickoff.